Well, just the upper part of the body here is the...
That.
Would you call it the breast or the chest?
Your breath or your chest. That's what it is.
Okay. And this right here?
Your stomach.
And this?
That's your leg.
And this part?
Your knees.
And this part?
Your thigh.
And this part back here?
Just the back of your leg.
Would you ever call that the calf of the leg?
The calf of your leg.
And this part?
That's your arm.
No, you might say she kicked him in the
leg.
Well, now, would you ever call that the shin or the shank?
The shank of your leg.
Okay. And this part right here?
That's your arm. I forgot that.
Well, would you call it the knuckle or the ankle?
The knuckle of your leg.
And
Lord have mercy.
And a boy might hop along on one.
On one feet.
And everybody's got two.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's got two.
Okay, two what?
2 feet.
Okay. Let's see, what do you call the kind of support that a carpenter uses when he's sawing a board? It's got a piece.
Saw.
And what do you call the thing that he puts a board on to saw it?
On a stump.
Yeah. And there's something that people build. I know there were two of them out in front of Miss Sarah's house today. What do you, yeah. What do you call those things? Did you notice those things out in the front yard?
A sill?
No.
No, it's not a sill.
It's, they're it's things about this high, mm-hmm. and they're made with one board, straight mm-hmm. board like that, and they got two legs coming down here, and it's two legs.
It's a bench.
Okay. And what would you call... the kind of thing that a person puts a piece of firewood in to saw it. It's got two sort of things like this, and you lay the firewood across it. And what would you call that kind of thing that you put the firewood in?
Fajita.
Well, yeah. This is a kind of support that you use if you're going to saw a piece of firewood.
Oh.
And you lay the firewood across this thing, and then you saw it out in the yard.
Mm-hmm. Not a bench.
Okay. What do you call the kind of thing that a baby lies in? It's got wheels on it and a handle, and you can put a baby in it.
A crib.
Okay. And if you were going to take the baby out, you could put the baby in one of these things that's got wheels on it, mm-hmm. and it's got a hood over the top, sort mm-hmm. of. And you, what would you call that?
A fetus. No, it's not a chair.
No.
A stool.
No,
it's not a stool.
Would you call it a buggy or a carriage?
A
or
carriage.
Okay.
It's a carriage.
Okay. And if you had a baby in a carriage, you'd say you were going to do what with the baby? You were going
to take him out.
Okay. And you'd get behind the carriage and...
And push it.
Okay. Would you ever use a word like kitty cornered or catty cornered?
Catty cornered.
And if you use that word, what would it mean to you?
It would mean that's the right way to use it.
Mm-hmm. And when would you say it? When you would talk, what would you be talking about if you said something was catty cornered?
I would be talking about the way it's built.
Mm-hmm. Well, could you say a piece of furniture was catty-cornered to the wall?
A piece of furniture, catty-cornered to the wall. Uh-huh. To the wall.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, will you say the days of the week for me?